Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about Nick Ford, the center from Utah, is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? We got a good show today, talking some offensive linemen, talking about the center out of Utah, Nick Ford. It's going to be a good show. Can't wait to talk about this guy.
Absolutely. And happy Monday to everybody watching our live show or listening to our podcast. We love bringing you this incredible information every single week. When we do these draft prospects, we do not just cover the number one draft pick. We don't just cover the first round. We take it all the way through the depth to see who will be drafted, who might be drafted, and who gets us excited throughout this draft that's going to be coming up in less than a month. So without any further ado, Nick Ford, the center from Utah, in our NFL draft prospect. Mr. Logan Landers, what do we have to look forward to from this young man?
All right, so let's do it, man. The guy out of Utah looking good on the screen here, Nick Ford, let's do it. So he has been a very big key part of the Utah Utes and their success over the past couple of years. He's 6'5", 317 pounds, coming out of San Pedro, California. And, man, he has looked good. Just to go down his history at Utah and what all he's been doing. In 2018, he played in the first 11 games with 7 starts of those. 6 of those at left guard, 1 at right tackle. 2019, played in 14 games, 13 of those being at right guard. He's also a Pac-12 All-Conference honorable mention. Then we go to 2020, the shortened year. He played all 5 games, 1 at left tackle and 4 at center. And then in 2021, he played in all 14 games, 11 of those at center, and 3 at left guard. So he's still pretty new to the center position, only been playing it since 2020, but that's where he saw the vast majority of his snaps this past year. He's named Pac-12 All-Conference First Team this past season. He also won the Freddie Solomon Community Spirit Award for his work. He also earned Pac-12 Offensive Lineman of the Week against Arizona State, who's ranked 18th at the time. And overall, he's a 3-time All-Pac-12 offensive lineman, earning first team in both 2020 and 21. He played in 44 career games, with 40 of those being a start. And like I said, he's played kind of all over the offensive line. He's played right tackle twice, right guard 13 times, center 15 times, left guard 9, and left tackle 1. So he's played literally every position on the offensive line. So that's going to definitely help him out, is his versatility and how he's able to play at really each and every single position is very impressive. So let's talk more about him, what he can improve on, and what he's already very solid at in terms of his game at the center position. So some of his strengths. He is a very solid athlete for someone his size. He's really improved in the pass protection recently. And like I said, he's still pretty much learning the center position. Only been there for barely 2 years at this point. So he still needs to learn a little bit more about the position and everything. But he's quick to get to the point of attack. He's got very good awareness. He knows what's all going to be happening around him. That's solid for just a short amount of time. He's good at stopping the run block. That is probably one of his better traits, is a run blocking ability. But like I said, you got to snap the ball. You got to get your hands up super quick. And then you have to be able to maybe create a hole for your running back to get through. So, I mean, it's not an easy job being a center, especially for, you know, the Pac-12, where it's still a very good conference. He's also going to be attacking. He's going to be punching you guys. He's going to be trying to get you out the way any way he can. He's quick to look at a blitz if it's coming on. He's able to get around and shift his feet. Like I say, he's got really good football IQ and just general intelligence. He's got a mean streak to him, which I like to see from my offensive lineman, get a little bit of that mean side out of you. You know, if you had a bad day in class or whatnot, just go out there and take it on the football field. And that's what Nick Ford does. I like to see that in my guys on the offensive line. He does not quit. He keeps going. He finishes at the point of attack. He keeps going. And he is not going to stop until you hear the whistle, which you like to see. He's a really good competitor, really good attitude, good kid all around. He's got really solid agility, technique, and his size, too. Like I said, he's got some pretty good size on him at 6'5" and over 300 pounds. He's already looking good at the NFL level in terms of an eye test. And he finds defenders with his hands immediately. He doesn't waste any time. He sees someone's around him. He goes to him. He gets his feet moving. He engages, and he's going to stick with them, like I mentioned before, until you hear that whistle from the ref, and it will be all over for them.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
So some things he can improve on. He's a pretty solid prospect, but some things he can work on, just his technique, I think, in the pass protection. I mentioned he's more of a run blocker, and his pass blocking game is still getting up there. I think that's kind of why he's been falling in terms of draft stock and draft boards. I mean, while we're getting to him a little bit late in our draft prospect season, but he can definitely improve on that. I mean, like I mentioned before, he's pretty inexperienced. He hasn't played the center much, but keep giving him some more snaps, right? I could see him maybe getting a backup role, shining during training camp, and just give it a little bit of time, I think, and he could definitely develop into a starting center in the NFL. And sometimes he can lose some leverage battles. Some guys can get underneath him whenever at the point of attack for a run and kind of flip through the cracks and get through. But I think that's also something you can just get used to, and I think also that goes with the lack of experience. Because, like I mentioned, you got to snap the ball, you got to get your hands up, and if someone's trying to dive under you, you got to drop your knees and hips to get even lower to match them. And, I mean, that's a lot to do in, you know, just a couple of seconds. So I feel that overall, my final thoughts on Nick Ford, that he's a raw prospect. He's good in the run blocking game. You could definitely find some ways to get him on your offensive line for certain plays. Maybe a short third down situation when you need to just kind of run it up the gut and just get that, you know, 1 or 2 yards. And you could, even some more of just running plays you have designed, you could put him in there, I think. And he would flow very well with the offense. I just think his pass blocking game needs to step it up a little bit. And I definitely think he can improve that. Like I said, he still has a lot of time to work with. He's still super young. And he is going to be a good player in the NFL. Just give him a couple of seasons, I think. Maybe 1 or 2 years, some odd. And I think that he will be a solid player as a center for whoever drafts him in the NFL. I think he'll go late round just because of the lack of pass blocking. But it's definitely someone who I think that we could see in a couple of years, that we could see who was a sleeper in the 2022 NFL draft. But overall, I can't wait to see where Nick Ford goes this April.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely. And we cannot wait either. All of our Utah fans, tell us in the comments, What gets you excited about your team? What gets you excited about Nick Ford specifically? And what do you think will happen in the draft? When do you think that he'll get drafted? And which team do you think he'll go to? That's what we would love to hear from you in the comments. So please, over on YouTube or over on Facebook or anywhere that you're watching us, leave a comment and tell us what you think. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us. Our podcast is 100 Yards of Football. Anywhere that you love listening to podcasts, including on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Overcast, Google Podcasts, and using your home device, just say, hey, play 100 Yards of Football podcast, and it will play it for you immediately. And we have over 700 episodes of our podcast, including these amazing draft prospect specials and team specials, but also history specials and incredible in-depth interviews with players from the game, great classic coaches, and other sports broadcasters, because that's what we do every single week here at 100 Yards of Football. We bring you the best, consistent, weekly information about football that you need. Well, thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers, our host, for bringing us this NFL draft prospect, for Nick Ford, the center from Utah. Stay with us, and we'll be right back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports Talk Radio, on the Believe Podcast Network.